Hey, yo.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Pops and Jakey T's from the Black Mike Studio in Northeastern Pennsylvania. I hope everybody's well and everything's going good for you. It's Friday.
Yeah, man.
So finally the end of the week.
No, I have to start school. I have to start online school next week.
Oh, that's right. On Monday. That's right. So I took off because I had a kid in school that was out of school. So I decided to take off. So till April 6th, I'm off. So
almost till the day I'm off till.
Right.
April 9th.
So now they have a quarantine in Northampton County.
Now we can't leave the house after 8.
Oh, you can for certain
reasons,
stuff.
Like health,
gas or medical. But besides that, I see what we hit the record of the most people sick in the world.
USA.
Yeah, so we're number one.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this
what
virus. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's not, okay, I don't think it's even more of a proportion per se. I just think people are over worrying about it.
Right. So New York is the main center of it in the United States, New York City. So at least there you won't die alone, but I hate to say it like that, but it's not really that funny. It's a serious problem we're having. So,
well, it got signed today, the stimulus plan.
Oh, yeah, the stimulus bill. How's that?
Well,
they gave all their buddies money and...
Yeah, all the big businesses money.
Well, the...
For relief.
The little guys get, $1,500, $1,700? All depends on what you make.
If you have a kid. It depends. Okay, make more than $99,000 a year...
Right.
I don't think you get it.
Oh, so.
But if you make less than that, you get you get $1,200 for 1 month, plus $500 per kid.
That's why I told you $1,700.
$1,700.
Right. If you're like, I'm considered single, but
yeah, actually.
Easton Hospital's closing now.
Yeah.
Bad time for them to close.
They're already closing.
They said they need a loan of $40 million or something, because that's a made-for-profit hospital, so...
Okay.
You know, not like Lehigh Valley or, I don't know if St. Luke's is or not, but those are non-profit hospitals, but...
Yeah, so, but I don't know. I personally think the stimulus plan gives more... It gives, to big...
Businesses,
hold on. It gives them, huh? I was just reading it earlier. I'm gonna go on Twitter. That's where I was reading that.
I think it's actually the Republicans could have done good here, but
most of them voted for it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. And Trump wasn't too happy, I don't think. I don't know what Trump said in his speech. Did you listen to his speech?
No.
So. What are you looking at?
I'm looking for this. Single those making under $75,000 a year would qualify for a one-time payment of $1,200 for every child you have age 16 and under. I'm age 17, Pops. So he's getting $1,200. This is right there. He's like, I'm at ease. He's like, oh. Married couples who make under $150,000 jointly will receive a single payment of $2,400. You will not receive a payment if someone claims you're a dependent even as an adult, something to keep in mind if you are a college student and your parents claim you. Most residents will begin to see payments within 3 weeks. The payments will be dispersed via direct deposit with the bank account. Information that the IRS has on file. For you, if not, they will send a check via mail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the thing will file for me.
Let me see what else there is here. Oh, it's the same stuff in a different form. Oh. Oh, wow. I'm surprised. If you are unemployed or not pay any taxes, you are still eligible for the stimulus check.
So you might get one for $1,200.
Not for $600 for people who are rich, I think. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But I think a lot of corporations get a lot of money.
I forget how I'm trying to get, so I'm trying to find... I was reading something earlier that was on Twitter, and now I can't find it, which sucks.
But, it's a shame that we had, a lockdown like this, and there's a lot of counties in Pennsylvania that do have a lockdown.
I personally think that right now, we need to lock down.
It might stop it better, so it's good that we are doing it.
Great news, for Trump. Oh, so never mind. It's a fake account. Never mind. I'm not saying anything. Nah.
Trump had a speech. Did you read his speech? What was his speech about?
Let me go on Trump. Donald Trump right here.
Governor, what was his name? Cuomo from New York City. He's a big whiner. He whines if you give him something. He whines if you don't get something. He's never happy. What's wrong with that guy?
Well,
he could have bought those ventilators way ahead of time, and he didn't do it. He used the money for something else. He gave, I forget how much money to a company that made solar panels. And they went under. He gave so much money for a light bulb place. They didn't ever came through. The heck? They could have planned way ahead for this.
Well, Dad, they never expected this to happen. That's the thing.
Well. What did you say?
Okay, so I just signed the CARES Act. It's the single biggest economic relief package in American history. Twice as large as any relief bill ever enacted at $2.2 trillion, this bill will deliver urgently needed relief for our nation's families, workers, and businesses.
So.
And Trump just signed it. Here's what it does. I'm not going to play the video, out loud, because I don't want to be sued. And because I'm going to read it. Grants Americans help small businesses stay open. Help workers keep their jobs, relief for disrupted industries, support for health care providers. Help is on the way.
Is it coming? I know. What's Canada people getting? 2,000.
Canada gets 2,000 for 4 months.
Yeah.
And, we get taxed for it. So
yeah. At the end of the year.
I don't know if Canada gets that. I don't think they do. I don't know when this comes in. I'm pretty sure it's in May, but I could not tell. I'm pretty sure it's been.
What is that, 3 weeks?
Yeah, huh? When does the stimulus package, stimulus payment start? Right here, New York Times facts and questions. Right here. I know, guys. This is a slow episode. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they say it is just one payment, but they are saying that future bills could make it more than just one over time.
Right.
If it gets worse. I'd say if it got worse, then yes.
Depends on how much money you make. Okay, we know that already.
How do I know if I will get the full amount? Depends on the adults, blah, blah, blah. The college gets, do college students get anything?
No.
Well, they do if your parents don't claim you.
Oh.
What year's income should I be looking at? 2019. What if my recent income may be ineligible, but I anticipate being eligible because of a lost income in 2020 to get the payment? Would I have to apply to get the payment? No, it's internal.
When would the payment arrive?
So, Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin said he expected most people to get their payments within 3 weeks. So, within 3 weeks or a month. So it's still within three. What's 3 weeks from now? April.
No, 3 weeks. Yeah, April something.
April something. Come on, AFB. Yeah. Next week. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The 16th, I think.
Oh, 16th or 17th.
Or 17th. But then it could be the 24th, depending. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh wow! I'm surprised. People that get who are receiving Social Security retirement disability payments each month also get stimulus payment. They also get money.
Okay.
Would eligible employed people get these payments and veterans? Yes and yes, they would both get those. So that's good.
That's right.
The only thing that I think that it should come quicker than 3 weeks, because a lot of landlords and whatnot are kicking people out on the streets during this time of crisis. Because I'm not saying all of them are, but some jerks out there are doing it, and it's kind of BS. Because if you lost,
I had property and I knew somebody couldn't pay because they were off because of the virus, I would just leave the rent go.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they kept what? Our brother, my son out of work, and he don't even have the coronavirus.
Yeah, he has bronchitis.
He has bronchitis, and they said he can't come back for 2 weeks. Yeah.
So it depends on your state, apparently, how much you make.
Yeah, how much money you make, right.
Well, I mean, it depends on your state, how much money you get.
What?
Benefit, okay, so it says, how much will I receive? And the answer is, it depends on your state. Benefits would be expanded in a bid to replace the average worker's paycheck, explained Andrew Stettner, a senior fellow at the Century Foundation. A public policy research group, the average worker earns about $1,000 a week. Non-employment benefits often replace roughly 40 to 45% of that. The expansion would pay an extra amount to fill the gap. Under the plan, eligible workers would get an extra $600 per week on top of their state benefit. But some states are more generous than others. According to the Century Foundation, the maximum weekly benefits in Alabama is $275, but it's $450 in California and $713 in New Jersey. So let's say a worker was making $1,100 a week in New York. She'd be eligible for the maximum state unemployment benefit of $504 a week. Under the new program, she gets an additional $600 of federal pandemic unemployment compensation for a total of $1,104, essentially replacing her original paycheck. States have the option of providing the entire amount in one payment or sending the extra portion separately, but it must all be done on the same weekly basis. So, I don't know.
What are gig workers?
I don't know. I guess, like, freelancers. Oh. Like, you know, people that do, like, one job, like, maybe they get hired for one little thing, and they live on a part-timer.
What's this? Keep on going down.
Wait. Oh, yeah, here we go. I'm a part-time worker. I didn't start working. What if I have COVID-19 or need to take care of a family member who has it? If you've received a diagnosis and experienced some symptoms of, or are seeking diagnosis, you are employed, are partly unemployed or cannot work as a result, you would be covered. The same goes if you must care for a member of your family in the household who has received the diagnosis.
What the other one? What's the child?
What if my child's school or daycare is shut down? If you rely on school or daycare or another facility to take care for a child, elderly parent, or another household member so you can work, and that facility has been shut down because of coronavirus, you would be eligible. Sorry, I mean to yawn. I don't understand why we've been recording on the thingy. Okay.
Huh.
Oh, I was about to start a new job and now can't because that get there because of an outbreak. So would that be me, I guess?
Yeah.
Because I was going to start a new job because of this whole coronavirus, whatever. I'm saying the name of it. I can't do the work at all. I had to quit my job as a director's order of it, whatever you're eligible to apply for benefits. It depends. Let's say your employer didn't lay you off, but you had to quit. It was a quarantine recommended by a healthcare provider, or because your child's daycare is closed and you're the primary caregiver. Pictures like that are covered.
Oh, okay.
So, right here, my employer, this would be me. My employer shut down my workplace because of the coronavirus, but I still be eligible. Yes, if you are unemployed, partly unemployed, or able to work because your employer closed down, you'd be covered under the bill. So does that mean I should look that up. Hold on. Let's look that up. How much money do teens get from the stimulus package? I think that's the thing to say.
Oh, really?
I can't find it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll see it. I'm gonna look up teenage workers. So, I don't know how many teams we're getting, but we'll be getting something.
Right.
Because I realize we're working, if their place is closed. But, I don't know.
I don't know. I think they gave more to the businesses than they did
the people. I think they care about the businesses more than the people because of the money they gave. I look up the exact number, but I think it is $500 million they gave the businesses for relief. But that could be wrong. It could be a different amount.
Right.
Well, before we talk about it anymore, it's the add-in.
Right.
So we'll be right back.
Back.
All right. And we're back.
Okay. Sorry, I was talking before.
Yeah, he was talking to himself again.
So, we're on the stimulus bill about what Trump and the Senate and House passed. And I don't know. I still think the Republicans should have did more. But
I think Trump should have took.
And Democrats really didn't care about this. The coronavirus, they goofed around, added stupid stuff to it the whole time. They weren't even over. I thought this was, we're in charge of them. They're working for us, actually, the senators. Yeah. And
that. I think that Trump should take a page out of, like, I was going to vote for it if he's still in the race right now, which he's not, Andrew Yang, because he wanted to give $1,000 a month on top of what you made.
Yeah, but that wasn't for stimulus.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is he should have done that for this plan. At least he could have made it for like another like 2 months, 3 months until this crisis is over. Until
we start to get rolling again.
Yeah, right, and then right. Cancel.
He wants to try to get rolling before Easter so we can celebrate Easter together.
I don't know if that's going to happen, though. I mean, the way it's spreading, we're the number one place with the coronavirus.
You should have made him a couple hospitals in New York City to hold like, the boat's gonna get there, but I hope the thousand has 1,000 beds. And now they figured out some other stuff that they can use the ventilators for one ventilator for four people now instead of just one.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
I was wondering how do they do that?
Did you hear that on the news?
I heard it this morning when we were driving.
When we were driving around. Yeah, so.
Like 4 hours. I got Doom Eternal.
Ooh. But he was worried about me. Because we went shopping for food.
Yeah, he was like, oh, what do we need? What do we need?
I like stocking up, so. And they found water, toilet paper, and paper towels.
Yeah, at which Walmart.
Which was weird, at Walmart. That's a flour. Yeah,
yeah, flour. Yeah, it's
a flour. At this other Walmart, you couldn't find it. They didn't have it. Nothing. Yeah. They didn't have nothing. And we went to Giant later on. They didn't have no, they had water, but they didn't have paper towels or toilet paper.
Mm.
So.
I think there shouldn't be really a waiting period, maybe like a week or two, but 3 weeks to a month they said about waiting to get this. I think it should be just right away.
Yeah, maybe it takes time.
Yeah. Earlier purchase board was gonna be May, and I was like, well, May ain't gonna help people that are getting kicked out of their houses. I mean,
that are broke in April.
Yeah, they're broke in April. Like, what's the point? I think our nation should go on a lockdown to stop the spread of it. At least for like a month or something like that.
I think everybody should be shut down for at least 2 weeks to stop everything.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, those people on the internet, these dumb people on the internet doing that coronavirus challenge.
Stupid assholes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, you should say we're pops.
Yeah.
This one guy.
Licking toilet seats.
It's when a girl licked toilet seats. I think she tested positive for having it. Then when people feel bad for her. Why would he feel bad for you if you're going to do that dumb thing?
Yeah. Why would anybody do something stupid to get sick?
And another thing, this guy licked the, you know how you're on the train and had those hand nail things? He licked the whole thing, right? Guess what? He tested positive for having it. Why would you risk it right now?
Right.
And he was in New York City.
Oh.
Why would you risk it? You know, it's the epicenter. Why would you risk that?
I don't know. Some people are just
dumb.
Born dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably college students. I don't know. But it seems like every college student, not every, but most of the college students I met, like college degrees are like real like look at stupid.
Look at those kids that were on spring break down in Florida on the beach. Well, some of them came back tested positive for the coronavirus.
I know.
That's your own fault, dummy. Why'd you go down there?
I know you're good,
well,
kid.
Yeah, I know. He's like, this guy was like, I'm not going to stop partying even if I'm sick. You ain't going to stop me. Like, you're... Why would you do that?
Why would you want to be sick?
Why risk it? Especially this virus, which I don't know how it affects people. Lancaster's going to be locked down now.
What?
Lancaster.
Oh, are they?
And apparently a 17-year-old kid passed away up there who had it.
I didn't see that.
I saw that just earlier on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I think it was Lancaster. Maybe that's wrong. Hold on, meet the facts. Because I don't want to, like, spread false information. I hate doing that. 17-year-old
died. I see another person died in Lehigh Valley. They were 66.
In Lancaster, PA. That's loved yet. But I'll tell you that's right or wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Lancaster team. Oh.
What?
Lancaster, LA.
Well, still, it was only 17 year old.
But yeah, but I thought it was PA. It's in LA.
Oh.
Let me look. Oh. Update from it right now. LA County health officials backtrack only announcement the team died from COVID-19. So maybe it's wrong.
Why? We better not say that.
Yeah, I better not say anything. Sorry. I thought they meant Lancaster, PA. Right. You know, I see Lancaster, I think, in Pennsylvania.
Right. We live by Lancaster.
Yeah. Let me think. But a lot of just stuff's going on. Let me look on Twitter real quick. Okay, that whole conspiracy theory about famous actors are faking about having it.
Why?
Idris Elba, who took the test and has said that's completely bull. I took the test. I ain't planned for it. I ain't planned to have it.
Why?
I have it. Like it's not nothing.
But I know some warmer countries that have less.
Yeah, they noticed that too. Scientists did. So.
Where are we at?
Well, we're not even on this. I'm looking up. So.
New York, New Jersey.
New York, New Jersey. Okay, so New York's the top. Way top. New Jersey, California, Washington, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So. It's. So why is this Trump time thing?
Hey, Trump just gave a speech not that long ago. Who's that guy?
I'm pretty sure it's Unihill.
Who?
Who do you think? You know what that looks like somewhat?
That's not Charles Manson, die.
Well, that's a video before.
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Make America great down there, Democrat. Yeah,
vote
right.
Democratic. I'm still a firm believer the last good Democrat we had is JFK.
Yeah.
I'm still like a firm believer in that. JFK was like the best Democrat ever, I think. I don't know.
Only Democrat I liked.
I'm surprised.
I hate to say that, but
a lot of
I'm sure there's some good ones. But
a lot of them have good ideas. That's the thing. Oh, I see. A bunch of people are giving away game consoles and whatnot. See, at least right now. All people giving away stuff. Look at what YouTuber Mr. Beast did today.
Why?
He donated $1 million worth of food to homeless people and the shelters that need it.
Right. That was great.
Because he realized people are buying stuff they don't need.
Right.
So he went and bought stuff he put up 6 big trucks full of food.
I think, you know, it's okay to go and buy toilet paper, water, paper towel, but, you know, leave some for the next guy. Don't be like, hog
it.
Yeah. Like when I bought toilet paper, I could have bought the whole box, but the whole carton,
you
but
bought, like, two things,
yeah, you know. And paper towel, only bought one package, and water, only bought one, you know.
Yeah, but, there he is outside, like 6 trucks full of.
Oh
food.
Yeah, okay.
He's a nice guy for doing that.
Yeah, he gets money donated to him, right?
Not donated. He gets money. He gets money from sponsors and all the views on YouTube videos. At least he did something nice and didn't, like,
Blow it.
Blow it all.
Right.
Which I don't think I can see him ever doing. Okay.
So.
But. This, I don't know. This.
Everybody just try to stay healthy, yeah, wash your hands.
Stay inside, wash your hands, be careful, don't touch your face after doing whatever.
Anytime I go to the store, my face itches.
Yeah. Whenever I push in the cart, like, it's itching and you gotta do it. I'm like, no, man.
Because you can't find no hand sanitizers in the store. That's the only thing I couldn't find.
Apparently,
in any of the stores I went to.
Apparently, I heard that hand sanitizer doesn't help. As the virus. I have no clue.
I don't know.
I have no clue. I couldn't
look it up once. See what it says.
All right. Does hand sanitizer
really work?
I'm going to say work against viruses. No, no, it does. Right here, it says it. I just saw when I opened the thing. Hand sanitizer, the on-the-go method of cleaning, and the only problem with hand sanitizer may not be effective as washing. May not be as effective as washing your hands. It is supposed to be. It does kill viruses and bacteria on your hands, but it could still miss some. I remember it always says like 99.9%.
Yeah, 96 or whatever, right?
So never.
Ward gave me a whole bottle. Lucky I bought it at home, So. Well, I didn't mean to bring it home. It was in my pocket.
That one thing. Okay, so for students.
Oh, go on. What was that? Hand sanitizer versus washing hands. What does it say there?
According to CDC, hand sanitizer is not as effective as killing germs as washing your hands with soap and water. The CDC says that washing your hands is a better tactic for removing certain viruses and bacteria, such as Cryptosporidium, causes diarrhea and norovirus, stomach bugs.
Oh. So, like I say, wash your hands, try to be safe. It's not saying don't go over to your friend's house.
But in New Jersey, they're enforcing that thing where if you have one of those coronavirus parties of a bunch of people at your house, they will come.
They got a party. Yeah, the other day we went by how many cars
went that way. There's 13 cars. I don't know. There's a lot of cars outside. I was like, why?
Yeah, they must have been having a birthday party or something. Let's try to be safe.
As I was gonna say, next week, we start doing school and we start doing this thing called Zoom. If you need help with your teacher, you want Zoom and you help them. Well, so far, teenagers my age have been being dickheads to their teachers. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that word, but jerks to their teeth, because they're at home and they're like,
oh, they can goof off.
They can goof off, say whatever they want. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's what's going to happen. We're teenagers. We're going to do dumb stuff like that.
Yeah, teenagers do dumb stuff.
Yeah.
I was a teenager once myself.
There's going to be one kid is on the conference of his teacher and he's going to be like smoking a joint right in front of him.
Oh, something.
And say, what are you going to do?
What, you have to FaceTime?
If you need help, I think. If you need help with whatever.
Can they see you, but you can't see them?
No, you can see each other.
Oh,
it's like FaceTime, you're right.
Okay, I don't know.
I know, that's true. I was going to say, but yeah. So far, I'm just glad that a lot of people are coming together to help each other out and whatnot.
Yeah, and people are really, getting close.
I mean.
Not close, but
I think Walmart nicer. Should start having,
Oh, you see, Walmart employee was at it.
Oh, really? In
Kentucky, yeah. I just.
You see that Walmart employee today in the Walmart we went to?
No.
Wore a full face mask and gloves.
That's right.
I don't know. See, do you have it? Or are you trying to avoid getting it?
Yeah, that's what I always wonder. Some people just go to the extreme.
Yeah, I never understood. I never really understood that.
Excuse me, I'm falling asleep.
Here. I know, I'm
all
tired.
Of a sudden, I don't know why. I've been home from work. I haven't been home from work since what, Wednesday? I haven't worked. So, like I said, have fun.
Yeah.
Be safe, watch TV, play games, whatever you want to do.
There's plenty of games that just came out. We got two games that just came out, which is Doom Eternal, which is a new Doom game, and Animal Crossing. I don't know what the name was called, I forget. But Animal Crossing, which is supposed to be good for Nintendo Switch players. So if you have Nintendo Switch, get Animal Crossing. There you go. Have fun.
Yeah, have fun doing. Town. How about all the movies wiped out at Walmart?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you know what's weird about that? The box office hit zero for the first time in 26 years the other day.
All the Invisible Man's on. Yeah. If you want to pay.
If you want to pay. Come on, Pops.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, well, you can pay for a movie.
Pay the game.
Buy the movie. No. I'm thinking about actually buying the movie. How about that?
It's like $20 on what?
Voodoo, and you run it for 48 hours.
Oh, okay. But so you want to see that new movie? Any other new movies?
Yeah, I think. Let me go on Voodoo real quick, because I can just go on that and look at movies to rent. That's a lot of the movies that came. I think Birds of Prey just came out on there.
Yeah, you said that.
We saw in theaters we did not like, but doesn't mean you're not gonna like it. All right, so that Bloodshot movie, Birds of Prey, The Call of the Wild, the new Disney movie Onward, which comes out April 6th on Disney Plus.
Oh, which starts next week?
What?
That show I always watch.
Pops and my mom watch Money Heist, which is on Netflix.
That's always so cool.
Season comes out next.
I can't wait. I've been dying. Can we watch Friday. A whole season in like 2 days?
Yeah.
We've been watching that Blackish.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's funny as anything, I say.
That show's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. And we're whitish.
We're white. We're not whitish. We're white.
But it's cool.
It's just funny. Yeah. There's a lot of good things. There's a lot of good lessons to learn. There's different things.
He's always trying to teach his kids something. Always backfires.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually. It's funny as anything.
So we used to rent. The Theater at Home, The Invisible Man, The Hunt, Onward, I Still Believe, Downhill, The Way Back, which is good, Emma, and movies to own. Oh, no, another movies to rent are Just Mercy, which I think is out in Redbox, but I'm not sure. If you don't go to Redbox, which I think Redbox should be shut down right now, is how dirty they are, if you really think about it.
You gotta touch the screen.
Yeah, you gotta touch the screen, and you gotta touch your disc that comes back out.
Yeah. I'm sure they don't wipe all those discs every day.
There's no way. They'll print out what this is.
They are dirty. They could be spreading the virus.
Personally, Redbox, you should shut down until this virus thing blows over.
Right. Or do something different, like
what
you could do.
They have Redbox on demand.
Oh, yeah, that should probably cost more. Lower the price.
Yeah, lower the price of Redbox on demand.
There we go.
On sale. A lot of places are doing that, I think. I'm going to put Redbox on demand. Offering honestly, if they're
how much is that?
I think it's like $5 a movie to rent on Redbox on demand, but I don't know if they have a lot of movies like Voodoo does and whatnot. So, hold on, they used to have, there you go, on demand. Now they have TV on the Redbox thing.
Oh, really?
Well, like you can't,
online,
yeah. Let's see, early access on demand. How much is the Invisible Man on here? Same amount. $20. So no matter what you're gonna do, it's only the same amount right now. But
you wanna wait a month to get on a date.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm just gonna run it.
At Redbox.
No, I mean on demand. I mean, I think Redbox has a lot more movies, but probably not because Voodoo's also very. So if you're on demand for that, let's say you want to watch Ford vs. Ferrari, which you already watched. That's $5 on demand.
Yeah, and we've seen it.
We watched it.
That's a good movie.
It is a really good movie.
That is a good movie.
And
who gave him a one?
What?
Go up.
What?
I want to see something.
Oh, who gave him a one?
Yeah.
I have no idea why some folks see this glass as half full, while others see it as being half empty. My opinion, what glass? What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't curse. What does that mean?
Some people have weird ideas.
That's not even a weird movie. It's just not a true story.
I know.
Great movie, great cast, and a great story.
Everybody else gave him a 4 or 5, and some dummy gave him a 1.
That movie was great, I thought.
I think so, too, so.
Let's see. What movies came out? All right. I don't know. You know, there's not
I've been going on Pluto and watching
Pluto,
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have good,
I've been just watching Hulu and Netflix, really. I watched a new episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars tonight. I forgot, and I can't review it.
I'm trying to what do you call it, do something on the house on my extended vacation.
Yeah, we might start. I don't know if we're going to do it tomorrow, if we feel like, if we get up early enough.
And we're going to film it.
We're going to film it, us building the room, you know, cleaning out the area,
I'm building a studio that I've been wanting to do for the longest time.
But now we're finally
we got some time to do it.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get it going.
Yeah. I'll try to help them on. We'll try to do it on Monday, too, depending on what time that school thing goes to.
Right.
All I got to do is sign in and say, I got what I had to get.
You know, it's funny. Tackle shops was open.
Yeah. Why are fishing places open?
I think the first day of fishing is on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
In the one half of Pennsylvania.
Well, Pops, and that's it for today.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
We can't talk about movies because there's no movies out because they're not releasing. Right. They're all being pushed back.
So
maybe a list of what movies are being pushed back that are supposed to come out soon.
Okay.
The new Wonder Woman movie, Wonder Woman 84, has been pushed back till August. Quiet Place 2 has been pushed back, which we knew about. I forget the other ones. But the Wonder Woman is being pushed back. That's the point. There are so many damn movies are being pushed back. Which is, I understand.
Well, yeah, because the theater closed. So,
and theaters are getting mad at companies that are releasing on demand instead of going to theaters. And it's like,
have to make money somehow.
Like, that Trolls movie that's coming out is going to work to video on demand in the week it comes out. The same day it comes out.
Well, that one that we want to see.
Which one?
The one where the guy's invisible.
Invisible Man?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you mean? When does that come out?
When was it supposed to come out?
It did come out. It came out in February.
Oh, was it that movie? Oh, was it? Oh, yeah,
but it was still in theaters when this whole thing happened.
Oh, okay.
I'll look it up. When will the Invisible Man come out on DVD? In 2020.
Oh, okay. So, you want to tell people how to get a hold of us? Give us your comments. We said some stuff on Twitter. I think
Pops is mad.
Sorry.
Pops spoke the truth.
Right. It's not really Trump's fault, though.
Whatever, man. We know it.
It's the Republicans. Republicans.
Some Democrats, some Republicans, but they all voted for it.
All Democrats.
I don't think all, most. It's still most.
Right.
Give them a fair shot. You can get a hold of us at our email, popsjkpodcast@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us at Twitter at popsjkey. You can get us on Instagram, popsjkpodcast. I'm thinking about doing a Snapchat account for us to post little clips of the podcast and like minute things like, hey guys, you're at the podcast. But I don't know if we're going to do it or not because I'm lazy. I'm really lazy.
I'm
being honest. I'm lazy.
Is that working on it for me?
Yeah, is that working on it for me? I'm going to sit back and play video. But whatever. We get it done.
And wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Stay
don't
safe.
Pick your nose. I'm just joking. But just be safe. Have a good week. And
we'll talk to you Friday.
Yeah, and we're hoping to get this once the restaurant's open or junk,
back.
Why can't you keep on saying?
Yeah, why you say
junkyard junkie?
Before you said junkyard junkies, right? Should we make a video of us going to the junkyard and digging through stuff?
Yeah, Pops? We could do that. and have a good week, and we'll
see you
later or hear us later. One, yeah.
Well, both,
adios,
actually.
And have a good week.
Bye.